Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minute to the word audio devotional. Today's topic in our What's in the Name series is Yahweh Jireh part 5, Trust and Faith. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 19. Abraham reasoned that if Isaac died, God was able to bring him back to life again. And in a sense, Abraham did receive his son back from the dead. The last few episodes, rather than focus on the compound name Yahweh Jireh itself, we have been focusing on lessons from the circumstances in scripture that led Abraham to discover this dimension of God. Today I want to speak about what I consider by far the most important ingredient to experiencing God as Jireh: faith and trust. What makes a man have the confidence in a God he cannot see to want to sacrifice his son? What drove Abraham? What gave him this kind of audacity? Hebrews 11 explains to us what Abraham's reasoning was. Abraham had faith that even if he had killed Isaac, God would have brought him back. Abraham remembered all the promises God gave him concerning Isaac, and he knew without a shadow of doubt that God was able to bring those promises to pass whether he killed Isaac on the mountain or not. It was faith in Yahweh that gave Abraham his audacity. It was faith that moved Abraham to the point where he received a revelation of God as Jireh. My dear listeners, God is enough. He has the capacity to meet absolutely any need that you have, whatever that need is. But Christians are not seeing that dimension of God enough because we do not trust him, nor do we have enough faith in him. Believers are becoming so carnal. We trust more in medical sciences and economic forecasts than in what God has spoken to us. God gives us promises and we begin to weigh them in light of present day circumstances. Abraham knew God. He trusted God. He believed God. The thing about trust is that no one can help you with it. It has to come from your own resolve. You have to choose to trust God. Can you come to a position in life where no matter what happens to you, you can shrug and say God is in control? No matter what you lose, you can say, I know God will restore me. Can you take a posture of total reckless trust? It was this posture Abraham took. Abraham had to be crazy. It was this craziness that caused a reaction in the spiritual. God can never ignore rugged and reckless trust and faith. Never. Every time in scripture someone exhibited such trust, such faith, God showed up. He is a God of principles. You need him to show up as provider. Trust him. Those who do will never be put to shame. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. Lord, we declare this morning that we trust you. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.